Just letting you know, everyone. Criminals playing along all Swamp City. Correction. When they get turned in, they thought they could fucking force or program a veteran to be used. This is what their faggots and their trash and their fucking prostitutes thought they could do. Because they think they manipulate those that they call, make sugar daddy. I was just sugar mama. Nobody. That they use what's happening to my face and my head, thinking they could force me to give money, force to take advantage of me, rely on officers and everybody they stay in contact with to play along. Like they could force me to be used, force me to look mentally unstable, force me to look like I can't do everything myself and I can't. And force me to, as if they could take advantage of my money, my car, my job, my everything, like they can make me give them everything. Like they're so strong and bold or deserve a personality. These are trash, trash. Thinking they can force people. No, they can't. You hear what's going on in my mouth? Like they can just demand anything from me and actually make people believe that that's how they knew me. They're lying. You hear that? So I'm in San Antonio where they're trying to force this with technology that does exist. My eyes are dilated with rimmed dark pinpoint, and then, you know, it changes. I don't know who y'all think y'all had connections in the government with, because, you know, corrections. And corrections lies about everything. Trying to think you could force me to be something or do something I won't do or be friends or give a fuck about Swamp City, Texas. Fucking trash and TDCJ. Or Mexicans from prison. You'll learn the hard way. And because I can be anything I want in life. I'm not a career criminal record. I never had a trial. So I can get the help I need to take it to trial and win. Because they have already retaliated in ways that they would have done back then. And then try to ruin my life when I expose Bexar County Police Department, Sheriff's Department, and the chief, the sheriff, tell them off on Rape Crisis Center page, Bexar County Jail. And this is what they do to try to ruin my life, to make it look like something else. The images or the way my face is moving or what's happening, don't lie. But you won't be questioned because you want to try to impose what San Antonio is or is not on Lubbock. You know, getting involved in a case that's not yours with lies from prostitutes and CDC. Lies and lies and wanting to kill for lies and cover it up. I'll explain everything, the identity theft, everything. And then you try to change it around. Y'all fucking people who claim don't want to claim anything. You know, walking the streets wanting to suck dick ain't a struggle. Trying to complain about what I got. And y'all can go work at motherfucking McDonald's because that's your qualification. Ain't a struggle. Trying to be something you're not, that's a struggle. I can be everything. I have no limitations placed on my life from anybody, anything. I can have every weapon you can think of but a gun right now. So don't get tased in the throat trying to lie about me. I owe you nothing. You don't know a struggle. Have you paid a car note in your motherfucking life? Maybe like 6 cars? 3 homes? You don't know a struggle unless you've been in the military. You know, right now, I did mail forward, you know, holding, no. Hold on. For the post office to hold my mail. Oh, they're not holding it. It's at the address in which it was not supposed to go. I went to the post office today and I checked the USPS. So it's been put in the computer yet. They're not seeing it in the computer. Yeah, that's a struggle. That's when you know struggle's real. You know, my phone, T-Mobile, brand new phones. My texts, I can't check them in and out. My ex-girlfriend Nina gets mad. This is what happens to her. I can't push text in or text out. I can't write them or receive them. Trying to cut off contact, trying to block my emails. I can't open some, and then some get blocked and erased and I can't see some. Right, Charles Tabby, little bitch. I talk to my daughter. They start trying to torture me while I'm on the phone to make it look like I'm mentally unstable and I can't talk to her or be a mom. The lies. You know, this technology on my face, my ears, everything people don't believe? No. trying to ruin me as a mom, a veteran, a security guard, a paralegal, and a woman, and everything. Not even guilty. Never got a trial. They tried to go this far to organize rape, crime, murder, crash dummy, kill, ruin my car, target me as an individual, rape with technology, human traffic. And then they still never stop in at American GI Forum through family endeavors for veterans. You know, these are federal agent, veteran agencies, government agencies. And then, you know, several cell phones, tablets, laptops, when some of you have never owned one in your life that you bought yourself. When y'all are struggling to get a bus, your struggle is to get a bus pass. My struggle, I've had a Lexus, a Mercedes, what else, an Acura, a Nissan, Altima, a Chevy, Avenger. Bitch, what do you struggle for, motherfucking wheels? What do you struggle for, wheels? Or do you suck dick to ride and want somebody who got wheels? Don't expect respect from a veteran anywhere. Mexican. Because for one, you can't demand it. Who the fuck are you? Especially in Texas, don't you live in another country? Like, yeah, you should go back. Any of us veterans, no matter what capacity we're in, homeless, PTSD, substance abuse, abused, raped, victims, survivors, all of us have a voice. Y'all don't. Y'all don't. And don't tell you're in the capacity of all those things, but we don't give a fuck. At all. You can't control my voice or filter it because it don't fit you. Look online everywhere. You don't make examples of us either, like you're going to do something to us, all of us. You're going to do something to all of us? Because I don't have to respect you trash that try to take advantage of me. None of you. None of us have to. That's the whole world. You're just from a little old country. You're from a little old country of questioned values. Corrupt fucking government. Fucking gangsters that think they run the world and you don't run here. Corrupt everything. Fix yourselves. Don't try to fix somebody over here. You can't fix me. I had that. I have that. The capacity to do it all. For me and my people. You know, American, veteran, black, white, biracial, Asian, motherfucking orange. Because, you know, I'm not brown. I go to tanning bed. I turn orange. Just to let you know, in San Antonio, these fucking spicks. Trash think they could take a voice of a veteran. You can't take my voice, personality, my attitude, nothing. Not even you, TDC. Because you're guilty. 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 You know, I earned my voice too. And it went from you. Fucking swamps. Swamp slobs. Swamp city. None of it. Mexican, none of it. Don't try to claim shit. You didn't know me like you thought you fucking did. I'm looking at the camera, American GI Forum too, and telling them. Everything. And who gets reported when this happened? You can't brainwash a modification and say, look, this is what happens. Look, you're not this, you're not that. Look, you need this, you need that. No. Like, I'm so sensitive. Like, I'm not grown. Like, I need you motherfucking Mexican. Like, I need you motherfucking faggots. Like, I need you fucking officers. Like, I need you fucking anything. Or forgiveness. Fuck you. Attempted murder is attempted murder. Human trafficking, teaching lessons, shit you don't do, you don't do it. Now, fuck you. When you don't believe what I tell people when I expose you, I'll get them to believe it. Trust me. After I stop recording, because they can't take anything from me in San Antonio or even in TDC. Or when I report TDC, like, you gave me something. Bitch, you didn't give me shit. I didn't already have hoe. And they start torturing me. This is facilitating suicide. That I don't do. You're not comparing me to anyone. Anyone. Nobody cares what the fuck you're talented in. You don't deserve shit in TDC. At all. No. Hologram. Fuck you. And I don't have to forgive your Swamp City trash who lie and manipulate with Bexar County Sheriff's Department. Fuck you. You're getting reported everywhere. Exposed everywhere. There ain't no forgiveness for facilitating and premeditating murder, suicide, organized rape of a woman veteran, of a victim. And I'm not weak because I say victim. They computerize people like of all races and you're going to die that way. Because I don't have to fucking, there's no stick to your people, bitch, in America. Bitch, stay in prison forever. Never get out. Go back. Go back. Trying to fucking ruin my life. Don't ever fucking claim anything either, bitch. You're lying. You're lying. You try to force me to be a targeted individual worse and worse and worse, trying to kill me. Facility. Trash. No. You don't tell my future. You don't plan it either. I don't give a fuck. Look what they're doing to me, American GI form. Trying to act like Bexar County's in a setback. Say, oh, look, it wasn't us. No, when you get exposed, don't say nobody exposes cop. I ain't your prostitutes. I don't give a fuck. I ain't your friend. I ain't your homie. And neither am I in TDC. Never was. Never will be. I want everybody to hate you. Act like you were going to tell another story. Show the footage. And my court case, my charge, is not from San Antonio. Nothing's about you in TDCJ anyway. Everybody goes through something. Everybody. Guess what? You can't do some Mexico shit to somebody not from Mexico or from San Antonio at all, or who grows up like that. Nobody. Lubbock, Texas. You can't claim, oh, they're Mexican. Mexican means Mexico. You know, I don't do it. None of my family in this fucking world does any kind of shit tradition from Mexico. Nobody. And you're not going to show anybody shit that it's going to impress you, fucking losers. Nobody wants you. Nobody wants you. If you haven't impressed somebody in this life till now, you're never going to. Don't say that for me and the people I know and I get it for. Just to let you know, everyone, there's an officer, a set of officers that needs to be fired from TDC. They'll try to force into human trafficking or to have sex with them and play it off. And no, there's no Me Toos. Because your career criminal record and you in and out of prison or you know, playing along to have fun or any smiles is not going to help. Any pictures, anything where you're so happy. Because you earn faces from murder. Committed that you do and facilitated. No, ho. No. Nobody's interested in your story, your side. You deserve to be fired, officer. There's no forgiveness in this world. Don't say you didn't do it or you don't do those things or it's mental health. You're lying. Because I don't make this shit up. There's nothing you can force on me. You know, I don't have to plead guilty out of fear of intimidation, become gang members, retaliation, all that shit. And cops in Bexar County. You know, I have police force to prove you don't investigate. Who you get in for, who you don't. I have who I report and what do, you how you react, who you go after instead of, you know, you cover for your criminals and your Mexicans and you go after veterans, you laugh at victims, you take advantage of rape victims, mental health, you do everything to take advantage. You know, we're exposing cops, look what's happening to me. I wasn't built like this or made like this. TDCJ did this. Don't act like my family did this or I was raised like this because you're trash are. Not my problem. I don't know how does it feel either, because how does it feel to not play basketball or volleyball or run track or get first place in anything? How's it feel? How's it feel to not be able to go to college and graduate a real college? Not a fucking 6-week course. So I can go get my bachelor's degree. I'm capable of it all. There's no comparison, and why can't she have it? And I mean, I'm not your people. I'm not your people. Go to your family, ask them. Who I connect with, that's different. And I don't have to pick based on race. This is America. Nobody cares about what skills you acquire. You're not special. So you know what? Try to ruin me because you try to ruin me because I'm exposing your tribe. We're not special people at all. What you think you know is not worth knowing. Because you're trying to heal somebody who don't want to sleep with you. Bitch, that ain't healing that I need. I need you to get the fuck off and back the fuck away. Getting a protection order is not love. Get the fuck out of my life. You were never needed. Nothing was from you. You can't lie about it now. Nobody gives a fuck you want to come out of prison and save the world. When you took the world from somebody else. And your people don't acknowledge it. And then you try to ruin me because I didn't murder this person. He walked in front of a moving vehicle, obstruction of traffic, while your family decided to go back in the bar and get drunk. How the fuck is that my fault? Miscommunication of information is going on and you're fucking making up lies and rumors. I expose cops. I've recorded the retaliation of what happens exposing certain special cops. You know, they're special in San Antonio because, you know, it's so hard to work in the city. You know, you're special sometimes, right? Yeah, you want to kill, murder, rape sometimes, too. And think you teach lessons. You know, exposing you has caused a lot of things in my life to happen. Now I can tell the truth of what you are. Because you lie, you do everything. Illegal. You don't investigate. You cover for criminals and Mexican trash. And I'm a veteran. You hear that? I wasn't made this way. Don't say I have a drug addiction, mental health, something about religion. Don't even go there. Because I can do it all by myself. And what makes you think I'm not blessing my books without you? There's single women, veterans all over the world who live on their own and do everything on their own. And don't need Mexican blessing. What the fuck you talking about? Like you run this country. You don't. No. Because the trash who ain't got shit wish they could. And I'm going to let you know that none of this is hypothetical. What you hear is attempted murder. Trying to facilitate suicide of a veteran. A rape victim. Of a survivor. Because, you know, I have survived, rehabilitated who I contact and who I use to heal. You can't. You know why? It's all mine based on my life, what I've lived and what I've studied. Not yours. Not for you. You know, and when you go in prison, you don't listen when it says individualized treatment plan. Therefore, it's your responsibility, not mine. So who I connect with is my. It's up to us. It's not to mutilate and torture my body, trying to force a way that's never going to happen. Trying to claim I was already like this is a lie. They premeditated making pictures, altering the images. Guess what? You're trash and I invited. You're not part of my treatment plan. Neither is your fucking. You're not motivation. Nothing came from you. Nothing. Trying to force me into a life I don't want. To ruin my daughter. Yeah, right. Or to ruin me because you've been exposed. I don't want your try. And it's not your city. It's a military city. Do I post this podcast to all military? Everywhere? Do you think people are going to care about y'all motherfucking swamp city fucking trash and all your no snitch on rape and molestation and within your family and your fucking race? Nobody is. Look at all the trouble you start being fucking trash. I'm a veteran. And I am capable of everything. You're not shit. And that's where you stay. Trying to get in for people who are fucking guilty and who are gay members of no moral value. Everything you believe in, retaliation, everything, every revenge. You can't impose shit you know on people. Not needed. It wasn't needed. I have pictures to prove it. Picture. You thinking you're going to take over the world of Lubbock because, you know, you can't take over. You thought you'd come to San Antonio from Lubbock. Trying to impose, like, let me show you something. No, you can't do that. We don't give a fuck. Trying to act like you're somebody capable of giving somebody a complex when you ain't shit. Acting like you can do something better. Like you're needed, like you're wanted, like you're invited to life. When I did everything myself. Everything. And it wasn't through masturbation. Like all you swamps. That's all you are. You're not even worth knowing. Like you're so smart. Until you realize you're not. What am I talking about? Like, you know, when technology gets turned on, you get a tighter eye. you start using your rituals, you start doing all these nasty things, you use pictures, you use kids, you use everything, like they do in TDC. Mexicans, stay to yourselves. Tell everybody how you've been raped as a kid, and then you learn these so-called magic tricks where you want to molest each other. It's gross. You're gross. You're not needed. None of it in this world. This is what their alternative. They think they're PSYOP. They're not. They think they're special. They're not. You're fucking disgusting, people. Don't say I have a deviant mind or a murderer or I'm a rapist. I'm any of these things. I'm revealing all that you do, but you want to, you can't turn it on me. I'm well studied. I understand now. Seen the faces, did this, you know, they turned on PSYOPs. They did all this shit in prison. And you know what? You're not impressive. There's nothing you do that would make me want to still date you. Nope. You know, I date biracial. That doesn't mean my body gets mutilated because you're not going to impress something on me to make me want you. What am I talking about? Am I babbling? You hear that sound? People in other cities or Lubbock, what, are they going to know? Or do I need trash to explain? No. And sorry to inform you, thinking you're going to do this to us who didn't grow up like this because you think swamps are going to save the world? No. You can't even save your own. What the fuck you think you're going to save anybody else's? So, yeah, back the fuck off. Nobody's Mexican. I'm not from Mexico. Born and raised, America. America. Trying to lie about anything or trying to torture me because you're lying. It's not going to work. Or saying I'm so mentally ill, lying bitch in TDC. Show the footage. Trying to kill a veteran. They want me to go to Lubbock in the worst condition and lie about how it happened. Thinking they teach lessons for cops. Now fucking suck a dick because you, I just think of you as a parent. Thinking you teach lessons because you get exposed. That's why your names are going to get put out there, because you're trash. You're lying, manipulating trash, thinking you're untouchable. Thinking you tell the future that you want to ruin my life because you think you tell the future here. You're fucking trash. You know, they wanted to mutilate, rip apart, and do everything because I want to expose all their lies. And say, from San Antonio. And TDCJ. And they're criminals. And they're trash. Like they did something and gave something. No, you didn't, you lying fucking sacks of shit. Try to tell a lying story. They're all career criminals, deserve life in prison. You know, my real body, I was made, you know, real body. Nobody gives a fuck how you Mexican trash or fucking rave. What you go through, none of it. You can't expect somebody to care or retaliate for them fucking swamps. Nobody gives a fuck because you're in there complaining or you think you bless people and you want to lie about everything. Try to lie, you swamp fucking trash. They claim they get blessing. Someone was raised this way, raised wrong, raised what? You're lying, DPS swamp trash. Multiple DPS. Bexar County Sheriff's Department's trash. Chief of Police, Sheriff's Department. All of y'all that get exposed or told the fuck off, acting you can blame my family when you don't want to tell the truth of why it happened. Covering for your cops and your swamps. It will be exposed. Think I'm going to look stupid. You're fucking dumb. They have technology on my head, my body. That cops have on, too. Just to let you know, I wasn't raised in San Antonio. I'm an American GI foreman. They're torturing. They want me to commit suicide. They thought they're going to have a sacrifice. They played along with TDCJ where it was planned. Cops showed up. They wanted me dead. Try to lie, bitch, because you think I can't prove it. Try to lie. Try to lie on what you meant to happen, bitch. Try to lie, bitch. Try to tell a different story that's not true. Try to claim this is all lies. It's all true that's happened to me. You wanted to kill me, have me raped, offer me alcohol, drugs, facilitating, triggering suicide with a veteran, and then trying to ruin my custody as a with my child. I'm not a child, bitch. Your fucking race don't deserve to have kids when they can't even get in or snitch on them getting fucked by their dad or their dad's molesting their daughters. And then you procreate. They think they're going to have a lesson that they taught. When you're all fucking swamp whores. You are your daddy's whore at 5 when you get raped in, aren't you? Your daddy's prostitute? Because then he has to feed you for the rest of your life? Isn't that something? Then he molests your daughters? You don't label people, you don't make it examples, or you don't teach lessons, you fucking swamp pussy. Just to let y'all know, this is true. Abraham Gutierrez, because you made a porn with two prostitutes and solicited sex to me, and they covered it up, or I exposed, and they did this to torture. You don't teach lessons, make examples, and I go, you know what, you're pathetic to be a father. And I tell the truth. And you know what? I don't have to apologize because I'm uncomfortable because you solicit sex or you want to play a game I don't want to play. I'm a victim. You don't know what happened to TDCJ or my rehabilitation and who I date biracial. We were just, you know, friends. You know, I'm capable of being a friend and leaving it there. These people, you know, like, they make assumptions. They know something's happening, never speak up about it, and think they teach lessons when being exposed. You don't teach fucking lessons when I've told you from the beginning. I don't have to be sorry that I'm uncomfortable. That means I should have never been friends with these kinds of people. Because, you know, I'm younger. And I don't, you know, I don't lead people on. I just, you know, realize the hardest way that I don't need to know you, but it's not your city. It is not your city, Bexar County. And Bexar County Jail, because I exposed what I saw in jail. And you can't change the story. It's not your city. And none of your swamp criminals either. It's not their city. I'm a veteran on parole, and I'm the only one they give a hard time to and try to set up. Not their drug dealers, not their gang members, not their prostitutes, heroin dealers, me. They try to kill me or watch me go through this and claim it's mental health. And now your explanations are needed. You all did that because you wanted to get away with it or play along. Not even knowing me. Just listening to gossip. You know what happens to TCJ and you ignore me. All your swamps from San Antonio, they play along. I'm not from San Antonio. I don't play along. I said no. Trying to act like victims now or acting like you can get a bunch of victims because I don't have to play along with your trash or change a story because you want to be famous in San Antonio? Yeah, it's not going to happen. Trying to think you can shame somebody when you're trash? When you're all swamp trash. Yeah, the truth comes out and you're not shit. You don't try to teach examples. You don't teach lessons because somebody don't want you. And you don't do it either, TDCJ, because you get exposed and try to blame, like, what? What is it? Lying trash. Show your technology. Push your cheekbones in. Show your new eyelid to kill someone. Your Hollywood makeovers to computerize a life you want somebody to die and it's a victim. And a lot of you who don't have shit, just because you don't have shit doesn't mean you're a victim. It's your fault you don't have shit. You don't have my mind, just like I don't want yours. Everybody rehabilitates differently. I know a PSYOP soldier went to prison. 1 year, same story, same thing happened. But he rehabilitated and he's successful. Yeah, I rehabilitated and I'm capable of everything too. Our minds are different. I'm civil affairs, he's PSYOP. Y'all can't get mad because y'all aren't shit and you never were shit, never gonna be shit, and you're not gonna use me. And, you know, I don't know who can admit and admit what. You can't deny. You can't admit an illegal investigation, but you can't deny it now either. You know, I have a veteran who just graduated IT. And, yeah, right, y'all hate fucking trash faggots and all y'all trash gamers. You know, the VA paid $12,000 for a school. You're right. We get a lot of what y'all don't. Go to your people. Quit expecting what we get. You know, I asked them, what does it mean on my phone when I have a double screen and two time? What does that mean? And whenever I'm looking at my phone, I'm plugging it in, the apps are moving on their own. The apps move, don't move on their own. Make money in my bank account doesn't get moved from one bank account to another on its own. everything's been reported. You know, my explanations and my feelings are valid why I date biracial. Even though people don't have to agree because they're not invited to my life. You don't control any part of people's life. You know people a few months, you think you're going to have a voice, bitch, or son of a bitch, or have a few conversations and experiences and you think you know somebody? No. No. Or think you can explain what's happening? You know, porcelain veneers paid almost $10,000 for. You don't go after what I have when I've worked for it and then claim you have the same thing when you ain't ever worked for shit. You know, it's called dental insurance. When you don't ever know what it is or have never paid for it, not my problem. You know, everybody has access to everything. Or, you know, those who are, you know, adults. It's not hard to be an adult. Nobody could teach you, just like nobody taught you how to do your crime. You know, different circumstances are different when it comes to, you know, politics. You know, politics in the police department. I've seen you make a lot of examples on TV of mental health patients, people who get one DWI and they're fired. But then, you know, the severity of my case and what I know. And these people are what? So, cops. You know, you don't investigate. You don't do anything. It's not nagging. It's not complaining. It's not anything. You can't make up stories. You can't make up excuses, justifications. These people are in shit. And they know it. And I don't forgive. You're strangers. You're fucking trash. There's nothing to forgive or talk about. You want people to respect you and your property. You don't intimidate nobody. You think you deserve life and job and a home and a car and your kids? No. You don't deserve shit if I don't deserve shit because you should have just left me the fuck alone, capable of taking care of myself. That's because I don't even deserve to be on parole. People are on parole for worse shit. People are on parole for worse shit. Gang members, drug dealers, fucking still doing it. And doing it while in prison. Didn't even earn parole. I earned it. I earned it and did everything myself. And for y'all to try to ruin it. Oh, you didn't want me to investigate. Yeah, you should. That's a given. That's a given. You know, FBI couldn't cover up so much, but I'll call FBI bigger places. And then you'll be in trouble here. Because that means y'all all suck on every capacity and every level of your job. You're covering up so much. You don't investigate so much. And at this point, the lack of investigation due to your job has tried to cause the death of a veteran. Like, you could have saved a life. But, you know, what happens? You know, there was one cop who said, you know, I'm going to call my supervisor. And, you know, to get protection orders or to report it, stalking, all this stuff. And then he gets shut down. And then another cop, you know, I could tell by the way you do your job, whether you're doing your job, because I mean what I say and I don't report shit unless it's real. You know, I'm a security guard too. I'm not stupid going to call and say, oh my God, there's an apple outside. Come remove it. Or, oh my God, somebody's looking at me ugly. Come get him. Or I'm trying to get perks, you know, I mean, perks come with certain jobs, but you know, when my life is in danger or I find something I don't have to agree with or you impose on my life, you know, Fair Housing Act, you can be sued. You respect the privacy of a veteran within her home. You don't go in there to ruin someone when this ain't your fucking country. Family Endeavors is all over the world. Veterans all over the world. Wouldn't they fucking hate you people? You know, people are living under me from India, like from Nigeria or something, from another country around the other side of the world. These motherfucking Mexicans are right there. Their fucking country is trash right there. And you're the ones who think you take advantage with a smile. Don't try to blame something else now because you chose to do that. It looks like you've been doing this your whole life. I could tell. But you know what I've been doing my whole life? Studying Dateline. Now I'm a paralegal, security guard, veteran. I study a lot. And you know what? I caught everything, found everything. You know, I deserve a life. I deserve a bachelor's degree. I deserve a better job. I deserve higher, more money. I deserve my daughter. I deserve to have my best, Mercedes, AMG, a home and everything because I have worked hard to get there. Not for trash to think they deserve something they don't. You know, as soon as I sit in a Mercedes AMG, I'm going to have it one day. It made me feel the way no man or woman can make me feel. I do all my paperwork as a pro se paralegal for this attorney, but you know, I already know from the beginning you coerce everything. You play along. So it's illegally done. You know, you're trying to ruin my car, my home, my job, my money, my body, my bank. my reputation, the way I look, everything from the inside out. And then you think you want to speak now? When the whole world's against you, they try to repeat with computerized technology. It's not against me, though, because I text one veteran in another state, and he's there. So all it takes is one phone call, and they'll all be there. It takes the right people, and they would be there for me. So don't even try it like, oh, look, Mexicans are so smart. Like, we're not afraid to do. I don't care because I was never needed. You were never needed. None of it was ever needed. None of it was from you, for you. And you want the perks of having, you know, blessings, you could say, all over San Antonio. But you take advantage of a veteran in America. And you're from Mexico. Nothing belongs to you in America. Nothing can be, say, oh, it's not yours, it's mine. You can't try to say, I can't take care of myself because I can, but you try to make it sound like I can't because there's another veteran just like me. You know, what we go through, our struggles, our everything, it's not your business. It's only for us to take care of as veterans, and we take care of it. You know, that we got this. He has his own apartment. He works at, a bank. I get my own apartment. I start cutting people off. And then, you know, when I have friends and I make them, you know, I can take care of every situation, every single one, myself. When I start dating, I date, you know, handsome black men or whatever. If it don't work out, I stick to still what I date. I never have last resort, desperate time. When you threaten me or someone I know, I report you. You're not worth knowing. I already warned people to stay the fuck away from me because they didn't know what my career would have been in the past. I don't have to explain myself or what I want to do in the future. When you're not invited, you're not invited. This is how far they've taken it to try to ruin my life. To thinking you get an explanation for TDCJ or Bexar County or anything that's happened in these apartments or anything to me. You don't. You don't at all. You can't take my voice, my confidence, anything. You don't like me walking in parole with a security uniform on, with a badge. It's just a security badge. But you're right. You can't take advantage of me. And then claim you have reasons to do so or it's mental health or something else. Let me guess, something else. And they're computerizing everything, trying to ruin my teeth, trying to ruin my face, my body, trying to make it seem like some people are relevant. You're not relevant. Nobody is so important that they're relevant. You know, I don't have a detachment issue. I'm young. I can still date all over again, but it ain't going to be trash. And when you're considered trash, you are. Because you don't, you know, in TDCJ, they're the same way. They don't back the fuck off. You deserve life in prison, people. Never get out of prison. Never. You're not sexy because you get a little perk of a face. You are not something to try to rape or force yourselves on someone. You're not going to exaggerate that story either. You know, you're fucking pathetic. And you think nobody can talk about you and make fun of you? Now, I hope all over the world they do. You're right. I hope they do. And whenever people bombard me with their fucking trash, fucking excuses of being mentally ill, get the fuck out of my life. I know a real motherfucking struggle. And you're right. I got my veterans over anybody because I don't have to talk to people who think they can. They want to know everything about the Army. Trash you. But they don't want to have lived a struggle and, you know, go through it and understand, you know, certain things. They want to ruin it because they think they're better because they're never going to be a part of it. And they want to ruin my life. And this is what's happened. You know, TDCJ, you can't program me to have sex with an officer. You can't do it. You can't do it out here either. Or a cop. Or trash. I'm very capable of knowing how to do anything. I just want to do it with you. And sorry to inform you, your fucking Swamp City trash don't own the prison because they thought they owned San Antonio. You just because you get turned in, your family can't even speak up because I'm a paralegal. You want to speak up? Call my attorney. Call him. Nothing you say is going to matter. Do you not realize that? Because you should have been tried for life. Now that I've researched, you know, me having been in the Army. You should have life. All of you should. Nobody should give you a chance. Y'all get 2-3 years here and there and you think you can ruin the life of people who have, you know, who can do anything. And you can't. And just to let y'all know, all veterans in Texas or anywhere, these fucking trash think they're getting programmed to take advantage of you or to manipulate you to make it seem like they're stronger. Come talk to me. Help me. Sleep with me. Give me your money, your DDG-14, your dog tag, because they don't have them. Don't do it. Be smarter. If you're not have no criminal record, go be level 3. Carry a gun. You don't deserve to be attacked like I've seen some of them. And if you're capable of holding it, hold it. And then, you know, protect yourself. Because what they've tried to do and what I've seen, you people are worthless. You know, you're worthless, fucking Mexican gang members. You're worthless, Swamp City trash from TDCJ. And you don't deserve shit in this world. To try to think you can take advantage, or you say you protect people. You don't know what protection is. You don't know what protection is. You know, I'm turning in a lot. I don't deserve to be tortured. And when I say tortured, you know, it's on camera in multiple places. These people who own these buildings and run these places and these contracts will agree. You know, at what point did you not step in? Oh, you, what? You know, do I speak up? Yes. When I can't, what happens? Certain people will take advantage and they know they are and then they lie. Or they know what's happening and they won't tell the truth. Because you've probably done illegal things in your life. And you're so, you want to take advantage of someone so bad. Or it's a game to you. It's fun. No kind of a moral ethic or emotion kicks in. You just play along. You know, especially veteran. What about a woman veteran compared to a male veteran? That's even worse. Because, you know, women have, you know, a different kind of psychology, PTSD. We're not weak either. But, you know, you do have to have respect to a certain extent. Do you want respect? When I know the capacity of a lot of your jobs and what you do, that therefore the trash you think they deserve to label or talk, they don't. And you know, I am smarter. And it ain't from you fucking people. Swamp City. Don't lie. Show the footage. I'll tell the truth. You just want to make it look like something you did in San Antonio or prison. You're not needed because I date biracial and hang around biracial. And you want to sugar daddy biracial. Or fuck biracial for money. Nothing was from you. I can articulate just fine studying what I study. And don't say it's about religion or race. You know, smarter, but I didn't show certain people. So they feel like, oh, you didn't show me, so it's not true. No, you're not wanted or needed. You fucking trash, get a little bit, get something that, you know, people who are really gifted and talented get. They deserve it. Or they have it naturally. Y'all aren't fucking talented and gifted to act like somebody doesn't, you, oh, everybody likes me. And then you make people nervous or insecure or uncomfortable. You don't. You know, I wish people would come to Swamp City, Texas. And, you know, let me point out what they think makes them, you know, something worth making up stories like they're so gifted and talented and beautiful and smart. And you're not. And don't try to label me. I'm nobody's fucking girlfriend. Neither. I only have a boyfriend who came to visit me in TDCJ, Black, every weekend. No, nothing was from, you know, pro, you know, they want to make it look like nothing in my personality is me when it's all me. When other people in my life have tried to use it, and I would make everybody laugh on telling you how. You know, you can't be a racist Mexican trying to read or listen to certain things and you're racist or you're so segregated. You know, whenever I listen to something, I feel it. I observe it. I analyze it. I do things differently. You know, I know there's beautiful, intelligent people in this world, and they are Black, white. They're everything. Everything about me and everything I study fits perfectly in my story. That's what I did for me. That's how my rehabilitation worked. My analyzing, 4 years of absorbing information and then going through it again, studying my books, my degree, my, you know, legal certification, my training in the military, my studying, you know, classes, my observations of the people I've been around, you know, and I got blessed that it all fits. I don't owe anybody shit because that's how I found everything and exposed everyone. That's not autistic. That's, you know, what we all are in civil affairs and PSYOP. That's what we are. So I did it and I found everything and I'm alive and you still try to kill me and try to ruin by thinking something's yours. That's where you get fuck up. Because, you know, it wasn't blessings from Mexican. Y'all are so pathetic to think you. I would let you lie just to have a reputation. But you won't snitch on your fucking race of being raped and molested. But you want to lie about me. Check the footage. None of that happened. I study hard. Hard over and over and over in a way I think cannot be mimicked or changed. The way that I observe or anything cannot be changed because you want to claim judgment and all this because you people are trash. It's life, you know, maybe not for you. And never will be for wanting to lie. And that's what you get, karma. Just to let you know, taking credit for anything makes you look more pathetic. When you're not shit and it mimics, people are gonna lie. You know, a terroristic threat has been reported to the FBI. Cause that's what you are when you threaten a security guard and anyone I work with. There's no forgiveness because you're trying to cover it up. Good job, Bexar County, trying to cover something up, organizing everything from TDCJ, Bexar County, all the way to the world. Yeah, you've been caught. Sorry. Yeah, it's not going to work. You hear this? People will try to lie. They're not going to be able to. You are fucking swamps. Show the footage. Make a documentary. Show what goes on in TC. You're not being attacked. You're fucking losers. You are career criminals in and out of prison your whole life. Your whole life. And now you want to say, I want to do that. I can't do that. Why can't I do that? Because you're not wanted. It's not your life. I've been offered so many things as a veteran. You'll never be offered in life. That's your gang relations. Go to your gang association of whatever and ask, you know, go to your rank or your chain of command you don't have. That's life. Just because you think you're something in prison don't mean shit. You hear this? Sorry, there's no motivational story for certain people. You know, the second I start contacting, you know, a black preacher, a white preacher. You know, the people who are influencing my life as an individual, I don't have to pick what everybody else picks in my family. You know, they try to torture me. I'm not going to share that. I mean, that's only for me and my daughter. Individualized treatment plan. Do I have to explain? No. Do I have to speak Spanish? No. Do I have to believe in what y'all believe in helps you? No. My influence, do I have to explain? No. It's not brainwashing. You see that? Hear it? You think you're going to make sure I'm not shit in the world because a lot of you aren't? It won't happen. Exposing you? What the fuck? What? How did you become shit in the world now that I know you? Manipulators? Liars? Yeah. You're not going to stop my life and torture me like you can make me pick and choose what the fuck you want. No. You're going to brainwash me and make me look mentally unstable or try to think you tell the future from TDCJ. Check the footage. Check the footage because you keep trying to ruin my... People don't understand. I'm going to explain it very detailed when I go to Lubbock. And you think you're going to be able to manipulate it. You're not. They want to put me in the worst condition so when I go home or I go to Houston, they can try to take advantage to embarrass me. No. You're fucking gross. You're gross. They want to coerce everything because they're being exposed as manipulating fucking lying trash. And period. You don't make a decision on somebody's life, body, and sex. And whether how they date. I date biracial. You don't get to pick that. And then ruin the body of somebody because they don't pick or let you do whatever you want. Or label them expecting to do whatever you want. Or think that you're going to shame and exploit something or someone who's been in rehabilitation and therapy because they don't choose what the fuck you want. I don't give a fuck about your trash. Yeah, right. Trying to act like calling somebody. Like, you can act like somebody can call me a snitch. Guess what? Who spoke up to? Innocent victim. You're not victims that are innocent. So don't claim to be. Show the footage in TDCJ so people who are of professional, you know, at a level of professional can see who's a victim, who's not. Show them. Show them. Because I know what I see. I know who I am. And I'm not a follower. And I don't think you're cool and I don't want to be your friend. I want to be your girlfriend. I don't want to be anything. And that doesn't mean that I can't, you know, these people think they're all talented actors. Like, oh my God, I'm special. You know, I wasn't given what they think they, you know, what they get help with. I studied hard. You day in and day out, night and day. And not for trash either. And it's not a story to make up about blessings. If people knew how stupid you are in TDC and Texas, they would laugh everywhere. And yeah, right, parole. Try to act like you can speak up now. You know, when they start doing this and your smear campaign starts and you start ignoring me, try to blame mental health. You know, they try to call my mom asking about mental health. Why don't you ask me? They'll say I'm unapproachable or not honest. Ask me. Ask me and then show all the letters you have in which I wrote my AA sponsor. And, you know, I can ask her for the ones I wrote her. And then let's collaborate because I'm not dumb. Tell the truth, Hernandez. You thought you were going to impose some lie story of murder. A homicide. Were you going to get all a gangster association with their criminal records to show up? And have your back and still try to lie and intimidate? Yeah, right. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Trying to lie, intimidate, gossip, and then attempt murder, rape, and try to think they can force suicide. And that's because these Mexicans at these apartments, all that, stole the Hernandez file I had because I was already researching. And it says he failed to yield right away. He got hit in the head with a bottle. He got pepper sprayed. And they still try to take advantage. Trying to act like you're going to change the world. Ugh, there's a computer image. No. The whole unit gets shut down. They go through this. Everybody has the same opportunities. Everybody. Everybody. Oh, ugh. Computer image. They're trying to torture me like you're going to get a way to try to compare and make me look crazy or not. Dumb bitch. Dumb TDC. Dumb government facility. Dumb officers. You fucking trash swamp. Boyfriend the whole time. You don't even teach lessons from TDCJ in there or out here about who to date, how to date, faithful or not, single or not. Try to be illiterate, ignorant, and dumb. Illiterate, ignorant, and dumb, bomb broke. Try to be immoral, illegal, and gutter rats or swamps and think that you teach lessons when you don't. In prison or out here. Or think you deserve parole. Now. Trying to act like you're going to change the world. Ugh, there's a computer image. No. The whole unit gets shut down. They go through this. Everybody has the same opportunities. Everybody. Everybody. Oh, ugh, computer image. They're trying to torture me like you're going to get a way to try to compare and make me look crazy or not. Dumb bitch. Dumb TDC. Dumb government facility. Dumb officers. You fucking trash swamp. Boyfriend the whole time. You don't even teach lessons from TDCJ in there or out here about who to date, how to date, faithful or not, single or not. Try to be illiterate, ignorant, and dumb. Illiterate, ignorant, and dumb, bomb broke. Try to be immoral, illegal, and gutter rats or swamps and think that you teach lessons when you don't. In prison or out here. Or think you deserve parole. Now. You know. You're going to wish that people were irrelevant. They're torturing me where they make my body, like, sway back and forth. You know, make me move like Mario Brother when I walk in a room and turn the light on. Okay. Guess what? You're not going to use this technology, which when it moves your face, I can explain to love it. You know, with memories I don't think of. Like, you can force it. Like, you can't because you're not thought of. 20 years old, if memory's 15 years old, like people teach lessons or deserve a voice. You don't. You don't. And I have perfect examples of why. You don't teach lessons. None of you. Not even in TDCJ. Try to lie. You know, the Reese's have, you know, pictures now. I can explain to them the before and after. I can explain to them what it is. Because while people are getting, you know, we're getting hurt and used, you know, us people who are of influence and of certain, you know, of jobs like military, security, you fucking people do nothing but manipulate and think you're special. And, you know, I know you don't have to say I'm special or not. Validation from any words of anybody's not needed. But you're not me, and I'm not you, and you're not thought of, and you're not special like you wish you were. At all. That's funny that these people I tell and I talk to would hate you. To think that you would be relevant. But I have better friends. I know better people than a lot of you. You know, I've been in therapy. I received my legal certification, honestly. Studied real honest, the smartest books in the world. So you can't label me. You can't even try to program a memory. And what they do with this technology, program something and change it. Trying to make it like something worse to make me feel like it's like, look, this is what should happen. No, it didn't. You can't lie because y'all want to fucking gossip and lie because you're trash. You can't label somebody when you're an uneducated fool. Because I don't give a fuck how you grow up. If I didn't hang around you, it's for a reason. Therefore, because I didn't hang around you, you can't have even a word to say about someone you don't know. You knew somebody less than a week? It's none of your business. You don't know them. You can't impose your ways on them. Oh, they don't speak Spanish? Guess what? A lot of people don't in my world. I don't give a fuck about your... I don't have to. And nobody's going to care about the ignorant who speak. Because don't you usually want attention because you don't get it, so you'll make up anything to get it? That's not me. So at this point, you've already lied so much, TCJ and Swamp City. Try to collaborate in line of a care. Because of the brand, the breed of people that you are, you don't matter to the world. You've lied so much to think you're relevant. I don't care, and I'm not brainwashed. You're not wanted. You weren't loved. Mistakes in my life where it was either young and dumb, and I look back and I'm like, oh shit, I shouldn't have never met them. It's true. It's the truth. I should have never met you. Try to lie about something. And then when I ask a certain question, because I want an explanation, and there wasn't one, but I didn't care anyways. You know, I'm not dumb. People try to act like they're manipulators. You can't manipulate me. At all. I'm very well analyzed a lot of things that have happened in my life. You know, just a lot of people, like the people I study. And I gain motivation from what I study, and then I study more. And then when I hear them, it takes me somewhere else to study. You know, that's for me to be able to keep for myself. Because I respect these people, and I love everything they do, and their personalities that they have are a lot of who I am. Me. You don't know me unless you know me 20 years. You know me 20 years? You'll never get that kind of friendship from me. Only they will. You know me from the military? Only they will. You know, they are my motivation to have been a better person. They can't be anybody else's in TDCJ but mine and my daughter. You know, I would let these people around my daughter any day of the week. The people who thought they deserved it? Hell no. The conversations me and my friends have, you know, veterans and military, they'll be fucking disgusted to know that they have there's technology on my head in TDCJ. I mean, in San Antonio right now. They're going through my email. They're going through my phone. They're going through my messages on Facebook. And things come up missing, disappear, and then they come back. They try to computerize, you know. Torture with what and who I know and try to, you know, exchange it for something else. And it's not going to happen. That's why my face and that's why it's hard because I'm not struggling. You're just not wanted in life. Nobody cares if certain people struggle. You don't deserve to be known by me. And that doesn't make you a certain personality. It's called moving on. And not even, you don't even know me. You wanted to label me a snitch, Bexar County Sheriff's Department, publicly. You know what I did? I told my boss why he should protect certain people and me from, you know, certain people. And then you try to illegally invite them on. You don't have nothing to prove to me. I quit. You know, people don't get a chance. You know, people don't get a chance unless they're worth it. And only I can deem that, not you. People can't impose their ways of thinking on me. You know, I'm not the same person anymore. And you're right, the more I study, the less some people are wanting. That's life. You never knew my whole life or knew me. You don't deserve to. You're a waste of time. And you know what? They can say that about me and it won't even hurt my feelings. because I'm strong in who I am. I know what, you know, I have studied and realized I'm an American. I can look to people for different motivation. I can look at this woman that was in TDCJ explaining to everyone how her son was killed. And for the rest of her life, she will protest. Looking at how everybody else is listening or not listening, I understanding maybe I'm the only one in here who's listening because I'm a victim. And, you know, I love my mom, but I wish that could have been my mom at certain times in my life. And I can see that in her, and that's my business for me to be able to do that. The fact that her race only matters to those who don't, that your voice don't matter in the world. Your voice don't matter in the world because her race is not what I look at, by the way. You people want to claim I'm so brainwashed. No, I'm not. And I wish a bunch of ignorant fools could claim anything in this world. When you hear people like that claim brainwashing, you know, I've talked to Akeem Browder in New York a long time ago. What they have on my head, this technology, they try to torture me with our conversation like we had an inappropriate conversation because they're trying to exploit me. In San Antonio. We didn't, though. Is it because you got turned in, TDC? And I sent him some journals? That's what it is. You know what? Lubbock is going to be disgusted. They're trying to claim this is what happens when you do protection order. No, it doesn't. Because I'm nobody's girlfriend. I wrote the FBI. Turned in identity theft and terroristic threat. This is what happens when you expose Bexar County and everything illegal and TDC. You try to think you can make an impression of giving someone some kind of reputation, not gonna work. You're not gonna get anything. Y'all are fucking pathetic because they have multiple victims. I can go find the victim. All of them. Yeah, it's not gonna work. Sorry for you. That your whole life is a lie. You have no reputation, nothing. You'll never be anything. And there's a motivational speech. Since you thought you could take away mine. And mine is for me. Because guess what? I see him and I don't see color and I don't see race. And I absorb information and study. And I reflect and I connect. I don't fucking try to, you know, act like, oh, look, he's white. Like these fucking trash in San Antonio. They're such trash. You know, they had him hanging in the parole office, Matthew McConaughey. It's not there nowhere. Trying to blame any connections on why this is happening. I'm going to let you know, this is a government facility, or who has this technology on me? They did it in TDCJ. They tried to label me a snitch because I wrote grievances. They tried to do it out here because I told my boss in a way to protect me what would happen. And they tried to label me publicly. Yeah. So who the fuck you think you are? Illegally trying to do that? No. You're not special. Think you're going to cover this up. Trying to attempt murder in San Antonio because you don't like blasted Mexicans? They do it all over the world. There's podcasts that you can't touch. People you can't touch, and that includes me. You never knew me to even claim anything about me. You never knew me. You better have known me 10 motherfucking years or more to claim anything about me. And it's not your city. You don't own it. Cops who help criminal gang members and gang members who help cops don't own shit. Nothing affects you. There's no forgiveness. There's no understanding. I don't need your help. I don't need you. Lubbock, Texas, guess what? This is what they do. To try to change everything the second I want to go up there. To alter everything about me. Thinking they can change a story. And it sounds like babble, but it's not. You know, you hear my teeth? No, they don't just move on their own. Yeah, right. Y'all have lied so much and tried to cover it up. You know, FBI, identity theft, terroristic threat, threatened rape. I'm taking police reports with me. I want to show them how far you've taken it. And then try to brainwash when you get exposed. Try to program religion now. You know, after the fact of you being turned in. And me finding everything. So you can say, what, you want forgiveness? Nope. Because, you know, they're doing this 24/7. And though they're doing this to people all over the city. I'm from TDCJ. Are some of them, you know, let me think. Y'all people from San Antonio and TDCJ are not special. Y'all don't lie so much that, you know, I don't have to have or look like I have this personality things. Like, I just think I'm something because I'm not wanting to shut up and kill myself. I'm journaling. I had my own personality. I want the footage to be shown before you think you can take something ain't yours. Or you claim something that didn't come from you. Or you can try to claim anything. Show the footage. Claim you work, show it. Claim you didn't do this, show it. Claim I'm so mentally ill, show it. Claim I'm stupid, show it. You're nothing to me, people. I separate myself, cut people off instantly, and I move on. But because I'm exposing everything that's happened, and they expect me to move on and shut up, or be so scared and intimidated to kill myself, they do this to me. I don't have to shut up. Every city I'll investigate. Someone who exposes you, what happens to? I will. You know, I am sitting here in American GI form. I'll give some of you your, what? Does it feel like you're untouchable? No. Lubbock County. Know that, you know, whenever I'm exposing people, they try to deem mentally all crazy. Never been deployed. TDCJ, show the footage. And documentation. Show it. I'm not mentally ill and I'm not lying. But they're trying to cover up what Bexar County did and facilitated it. And then trying to torture me. You know, I wrote the FBI already. Lubbock, Texas requests that. So you know what the extent of it that's on there. And then they covered it up. They covered it up. You know, the lies that they tell. You can't coerce something to make me look mentally unstable or like I'm lying. Like, I'm lying. You can program anything to look like somebody's a liar or telling the truth, and you're lying. A lot of you lie, and you can't even tell anything. Yeah. All the ones that showed up to the bar that night, what do your faces look like? Because some of you got new faces. Oh, was it in preparation to lie later? And claim it's a wellness? Fun. At the expense of a veteran's life who's a security guard. And a lot of them have PTSD all over. Veterans run the world. And they have PTSD in their security. And they've been deployed 5 times. And I went to TC. What do you have to claim? They're trying to put this on my body, computerized images like a parole of here and there, ruin my body with technology that's real. Trying to force me out of San Antonio or coerce everything about me. I'm not lying. I'm not mentally ill. Show some of your faces before and after your job of being a cop or a parole officer. Because I can show that. You shouldn't have took advantage of me and thought you weren't going to be exposed and blame mental illness. It wasn't mental illness. Then you claim mental illness when I survived. Because how many people have died on parole or probation? And Roxanne's a perfect example. Ask her anything. They try to get her to kill herself. I don't know who the attorney is, but she's not going to hear audio of her daughter's father, and that's made up like it's paranoid schizophrenia. Or she's obsessed. She's, you know, you want it to seem like that, like for your situation. Nobody's obsessed with y'all try. Like I said, I have an ex-boyfriend I can fool. I have better friends. And I even have, you know, ex-boyfriends I'm friends with. And they know me, the real me. And y'all don't. Y'all just wish y'all could turn it around like that. Nobody's obsessed when y'all get exposed. Or whenever I write, you know, I wrote Dateline too. So a lover can ask him, how long ago did I write Dateline? How long ago did I write the FBI? Report identity theft? Report New York where my social was used? You know, I had a dispute on my credit. I was in prison at the time. Yeah, I wrote NSA whistleblower protection. Why am I protected from all this happening? Don't ever deem me anything because I didn't have a trial, and don't ever, you know, deem me not, you know, worth anything. I have a mother and I have a daughter. And the trash who thought they could try to force their way in a life severe on of child or me is not going to happen. You know, trust me when I say I know what's happened. It's hard to believe. But I have the phone that when I'm trying to record, it zaps the button and then it the phone's gone. It's a brand new phone. How is that possible? In my car by myself. No. You're stupid. It's not going to happen. Nobody is in love with your fools because you get reported. In TDCJ, these fools think that everything is reverse psychology, which they know nothing about. They are mentally fucking stupid people. They're not mentally ill where they deserve attention. They are dumb. They are institutionalized trash that think they run the world. Just like your officers that want to do secret society sex. And they didn't work with me. I said, no. Cops, I don't have to make up a story about you. It's not going to work. No. No, but you want an opinion from TDCJ? When you try to get one, look up their IDs and their before faces when they first got there and then after. Because, you know, the girl that was with Jody that said good luck on your custody that knows, claims she knows me, she was in TDCJ when I left. She might still be there. There goes a computer image of a black girl. Like they can force segregation and racism like this. That's why my teeth move, my face, my everything. They want to force suicide. On camera, you're saying how? Who's going to look in their casket? Is it just a joke in a game? No. You try to brainwash. I can tell Lubbock and the hospital my daughter's born at. But you try to brainwash about them, and I don't have a deviant mind. I don't have a mind like this either. And, you know, they wanted me to hate white people, black people so much. They thought they could brainwash me to be segregated. Disgusting. Worse than the Felicia Ruiz case on so many levels. And that none of them can act like victim because they're like best friends or they're close to officer. They're not anything. I have it documented when I reported something and what happened. And then whenever you get exposed, that's when something happens. From TDCJ and Bexar County. I don't shut up. You weren't going to get exposed. You can't say the same thing happened to other people because we're in a venue for thousands of people with Joe Nichols on the stage, hundreds of cops, investigators undercovers, investigators, I mean like the real ones, FBI agent, who I need to be honest. But I don't know, will they? Will they be honest to the extent of not still taking advantage of a victim with lies? It's not anxiety. Yeah. You hear all this? I'm trying to deem me crazy and I've never been deployed. I've been in therapy. I finished college. And I'm turning people in and this is what happened. Not mental health, because this is what happened when I wrote up an attorney to Texas Bar Association. What happened to my face and my head? And it's on camera. There's cameras here everywhere. It's not mental health. And to say people play along, they want me to play along. To say people play along, I see it play along. You wanted me to play along and kill myself? Oh, who thought they were worth me dying? I have a daughter, so if anybody in TDCJ thinks they're worth dying, you know, you don't deserve to be a mom or have kids. I deserve to die and you don't? Yeah? Lubbock County seems to not know much about what's going on. Why are they not informed and you're trying to take advantage of me from Lubbock and San Antonio? Lying about a homicide. You know, Tabit, you can deny it, but my daughter's father told me you said homicide was taken off the table. So when I asked to tell the sheriff over there, I want him to ask where it came from because it's almost caused me to lose my life. And my daughter is not your daughter to brainwash or to flail on. You hear this with my teeth? It doesn't happen. And I'm not lying because you can get people to lie, manipulate. And it's not propaganda. You know, I've been threatened by some of these people since day one. Just to let you know. And I afforded everything. because I've been studying and I had to do my own little investigations because, yeah, you don't, I have 10 police reports, you never investigate it. So, yeah, I'm done. Like, real investigating, like, you know, studying real things, not like a criminal who does it for selfish reasons when they're not wanted or try to lie about something when it's not true. Do I have to lie about your cops? No, nobody's obsessed with you. I have a handsome ex-boyfriend. I talk to handsome men even though you don't seem so because you're racist. Nobody's a lie about you. I didn't realize what you were until after prison. What you are, not me. You know, I understand there's lots of things that go in San Antonio. They don't go to therapy. They don't rehabilitate. They go to college. I'm a hologram. And because I did, you don't get a say-so. Especially trash or, you know, certain men who have a certain reputation at all. Or certain trash who think there's somebody in prison when they're nothing in the world. People want reputations. And you don't get them. I can get witness statements from CPS, Child Protective Service, and Texas Health and Human Services. Other security agencies that did nothing to harm me. You know, like real ones. To do this to me, because you get exposed, CDC and Bexar County. And you can't say it's from an individual. I sound like babble. You want me to look stupid and sound dumb and love it because I'm not playing your game. Tell me you want to sacrifice. Tell me you want somebody dead. You know, when I'm in my old apartment, the lights start turning on and off. And then my face starts twitching. You know, then we have a problem. You hear that? Try to say, oh my God, he's a demon. Oh my God, it's unforgiveness. A whole bunch of strangers getting exposed for what they've done is not warranted for forgetting. You know, you're a stranger. You shouldn't do that. And you can't impose your ways on others. You don't even know the situation. And you just make assumptions. And I've learned that these kinds of people, their assumptions are not worth the fuck. Because you'll make assumptions on everybody else but yourself. And unless you're perfect people who know everything in the world, like those I've contacted, then you can't say anything. Because, you know, I've said no to what happened in TDCJ. I don't give a damn who they were or what you think you are. You have no right to do anything to me when you get exposed. Because, no, I don't have to lie about anything. I don't need attention. I'm an attention whore lying from San Antonio like the rest of y'all. They lie for everything. You know, I heard stories 4 years later about reputations they earned from saying what something they did to me or will do to me. And I don't have to, I'm not that. It's on camera. They're still torturing me. And what they do, you can hear my teeth. You don't make examples. Try to say you're making an example of our county, or TC. So I can explain to everyone in the world what's really happening. And how it's religion too. How your officers think they can use somebody who was in therapy. Is it illegal? Someone who didn't sleep with anyone the whole time. Not the girls that, you know, have babies with officers. Not the girls who, you know, jump on everybody's dick. But the one who didn't sleep with anybody and had a boyfriend who came to see me every weekend. What's your problem? Do you investigate every girl and ask them, you know, what their sex life is or who they've dated before? Or is it not your business? And who are you to judge anything to claim that you make an example? And some y'all have played sex games in prison. There's the example there. Tell the world about your games. Tell them. Like the officer said, I'll give you a cigarette if you show me tits. Right? Trying to make an example out of me, and I'm the one who didn't sleep with anybody. And my boyfriend was there. And then you want to make an example of Bexar County? You know, make examples for people who have been married once, and then they stay married forever, like, you know, faithful, you know, honest people. Oh, you can't even do that because those are the type of people who shouldn't want to make examples. Because, I date They have this on me, torturing. That's why you hear my teeth grind. And it's not grinding. It's like mechanical movement. I'm not in TDCJ. Like, you didn't teach lessons there worth knowing. You don't teach lessons out here either. Do you get that part? I'm an institutionalized. You know, the same thing has happened to others. You're right. I do deserve a lawsuit. You want to make it look like no one will ever believe me. That's funny how you think you're worth that. Like, you're worth lying for, forgiving. No, let me guess. Everybody else died of unforgiveness. Oh, wow. No such thing. You hear my teeth? Not drugs. I wasn't even made like this till the end you did this in Meridor. Yeah, so don't try to claim something ain't real. Because you altered pictures years in advance to premeditate what you wanted done. Which is illegal. So much planning goes into this. I'm not a saint, so I don't have to shut up. Not mentally ill. Not PTSD. You retaliate. And try to kill. And little let you know, I never got a trial. The audio? You hear? So loud on my face, torturing my face and my head. Yeah? Just to let you know, my court case is from Lubbock. Not from here. To torture anything about it on my head or my face. And then you can't do it because you've been exposed, you know, Bexar County or parole. Because you don't want me in San Antonio. And somebody's been almost killed, they told me. Is this the way you try to scare somebody out of the city? My daughter lives here. Everywhere y'all are all posted with kids online, all right? You know what's happening. Yeah. You think every military soldier would just agree with you trying to force me out of town? Because I never got a trial and you're trying to get in for a gang member? Or that's not what happened at the bar when you poured coke with drugs in your hand or offered me a drink, cop, and uniform as a security guard. You knew I was on parole too and you approached me. You don't test people. Because what happened? I have a document. When you offer alcohol, what would have happened? And this is happening sober on the highway. You know, nobody's with me and I'm not codependent. And it's, you know, for some people it seems impossible, but it's true. You wanted somebody to die. And when it doesn't happen, you get upset. You blame it all. My paranoia. I have it documented. These things happening to somebody when they're driving. You want me to look incapable of driving? Coerced family court. Live mentally ill, but you have your kids. Government prostitutes. You have your kids, officers. The one in the human traffic, a rape victim in Texas. And I contact the chief of police that suspends the one who even makes a rape joke. And there was hundreds of you in the venue. Is it severe PTSD or are you torturing? TDCJ, you're never going to, they tried to intimidate you so much to commit suicide for turning them in. Certain officers, like you did when I was in prison, thinking you're going to show me a computer image of something with officer. That's not enticing. It's not judgmental. You're not wanted. Now you're not thought of. I don't make shit up. And tell these fucking people one thing and then boom, an image. Like, I don't think of you people trying to impede on my rehabilitation on camera. When you think lawsuits don't happen and you try to scare someone to kill themselves like it's your money or it can't be proven. It's not about the money. It's about the justice and the suffering and the torture with technology. Everybody shuts up about because they're so scared. Or they like it. Depends on who it is and what city. You had no reason to do this to me. No, I'm not a snitch. And then when you hear my teeth louder, they start screaming. So loud. Affecting my face, my ears, my head, my teeth. You act like people are going to care that I'm turning TCJ. Nobody will be mad. Brainwashing someone to feel like they're not needed in the world until they commit suicide is not going to happen. I'm recording, even if it's just the sound of what's happening in my teeth, my mouth. It's not grinding. It's not anything. Never had this happen in my life. You wanted to embarrass and exploit my family and me and lie and get in for your prostitutes of TV. Because that's how they are, I guess, you know, being in San Antonio and they're, I'm not. No. You know, they start trying to shave down my teeth, doing all kinds of stuff. You know, like, that happens to cops, not to me. And, you know, I have veneers, so to think of you ruining my teeth like you did something, I wasn't made that way. And you know, I went to the dentist my whole life. After I was 17, I went to the dentist. You're right, world. I'm recording over and over because this is how bad they never stop. Nobody is, I'm not scared to expose you, your county sheriff's firm. Have them make shit up like your fucking people do. All of them. Try it. Come up with something. Not a diminishing of capacities like I wrote the White House. And sent him a picture when I got out of prison. You know, Secret Service requested me on LinkedIn. You know, I didn't deserve to be in prison. And I never got a trial. So when you think the justice system has failed people, it has really failed this time. And then to think that they gossip so much, kind of explaining random stories of how they think things should be, they still tortured anyway. I'm not going to play along and be something I'm not. Or get comfortable in a place where I am studying to go home and it's my right, my civil right to, you know, do it my way. Check the books and the cameras. All there? No. They did the dumbest thing here. I don't know if it happened somewhere else. And you program certain things to be needed. You know, if somebody's tired, or if they're, I'm not uncomfortable in a bar. I've known my ex-boyfriend for 20 years. It's not for sex. It's because I'm up all day and night studying. And I never get comfortable in an environment I don't belong. Very sporadically, basketball, but that's it. Sport. I'm recording. I wish y'all don't understand when you hear this crunching of the, it goes from my top of my skull to my jaw. You know, it's so loud. They do this when my daughter calls every time trying to ruin my custody. Like I can't hear her. I can't speak. Like I'm so unstable. A veteran who never been deployed. And those who have been are not. Okay, Sergeant Nettles, tell the world. They don't like snitches, per se. And they make this very loud and vocal on camera. You're not gonna ruin my personality, my life, my face, and go untold because you didn't give me shit like others. In Lubbock, you have a officer Shackleford. He changes his name after they do this to me. That might, you know, have something to say because he gossips too fucking much. Or lies like the rest. I don't know. Who knows? Let me try it. The technology you have no idea about to torture someone to die is so much hate would go into planning that. Why would you use religion and sex? In CDCJ. Yeah, right. The things that I know about the world and people. You wish. Are you making an example? Anybody who goes to therapy or rehabilitates is going to go through that? Not good. Is this what happened to Khalif? Because, you know, I didn't know about him either until after I got out. And then, you know, they break into my apartment, unlock my windows. Yeah, you wish you had a show. You know, sometimes they do these things, like if they're boasting, like no one can find out who this is. Need I say what they do? It's not an obsession or I'm lying or mimicking anything. I spent 4 years in prison. I've been in therapy since the beginning. They try to sexually exploit because, you know, I'm not willing to have sex or, you know, invest myself in certain people. And I guess they think they're so beautiful because they get these makeovers that, you know, they think they make you so nervous, but you, well, nobody's nervous. So then you try to ruin me and plan it out over mental health. You lied about mental health. You lied about where my body came from, what it looked like. Thinking you're going to make a joke out of it when I go up to Lubbock. And this is not paranoia, because I wasn't shaped the way your people are on parole. If they, you know, look at everybody on parole, are they all going through that? You can't single me out. Like I'm a manipulator when I'm rehabilitated in prison, then they tortured me. And I said no. You can't tell me I can't say no to your games of air and electricity with cops that I don't think of. You know, they were not thought of at all. At all. To know the world doesn't know about these things. But I don't know what gave you the fucking impression to do it to me. And then again, to torture, like, I'm not to expose people. Because who the fuck are you? People trust y'all in everyday life to walk down to do your job, wear a badge, to protect and serve. They trust you. And this is what happens to me. When things don't work out, and I don't have to feel bad because, you know, I don't have to play games, and that's okay. They can't feel set up. And I can explain why too. I guess I never really paid attention before, and now I kind of know. And they're not master manipulators. You're just, it's not worth going untold because I don't deserve this. Because with this technology, you know, the computer images they show my eye. And that's what happened. when this is happening. It's like there's an air or something in my ear and I can't hear. Targeting me in multiple places where there's cameras trying to ruin me as a security guard. Because I'm exposing cops like your job matters, my life doesn't. Oh, well. See how serious is that? There should be no trash talking anyways that started from TDCJ. It's illegal to go from there to the world, the internet, and then you've erased most of it, which is the facility. You know, it's not so much porn exploitation using certain names. It got removed. You know, allegations, there might be still some of my messages that I've sent off to certain people. And then the other messages of, like, my name associated with other people, when it doesn't show up like that normally, the releasing of pictures and criminal record that has never been on the internet all of a sudden. And then how am I the master manipulator if, I have a record stating that I don't really have this kind of record that you're stating. My name in cities and states I've never lived. That's not very annoying. My name shouldn't be there. No. Trust me when I say the extent of mental health you think you can explain is not real. Trying to embarrass and humiliate a veteran who never went to deployment, was in the reserves, and then claim I'm a murderer. Because a gang member died, and it was his fault because he was drunk in pepper spray. Claiming somebody's a whore who didn't sleep with any officers and had a boyfriend. And gossiping for prostitutes who think they'd tell the future. Welcome to the smartest state in the world.